The social media ban for Australians under the age of 16 will take effect in December this year. But a new survey says children prefer quality family time over screens. During Child Protection Week this week, a new national survey by Act for Kids found 41% of children aged 10 to 16 prefer face-to-face connection with their families. The study also revealed 3 in 4 kids feel most connected when speaking in person about their day. The Wise Yan Wang spoke with Act for Kids Executive Director Thomas McIntyre about how the Let's Connect IRL in Real Life campaign aims to help families strengthen real life connections.
Act for Kids, as part of our Child Protection Week campaign, we commissioned some research from 300 children aged 10 to 16 about how they like to engage with their family digitally and face-to-face. And we had some really good feedback from the kids, directly from the kids, that 76% of those kids really enjoy having hearing or telling about their day to their parents in person. And it really tells the story that kids do enjoy that one-to-one interaction with their parents and close adults.
One of the campaign's message is about encouraging adults to be physically present when children are using devices. So what do you think, why is this so important for children's well-being?
75% of kids actually said that they are very happy for their parents to be present when they're using their devices and online. And 17% actually said that they felt safer when their parents were nearby. Unfortunately, what we know is only about 10% of children have a close adult with them when they're online. So kids don't mind their close adults being there when they're online, and we know it's a safety, really important safety message to families to be aware of the online activity of their kids, to know what sites they're going to, and to be available to them to help them if they need to ask questions or they've seen something online that concerns them or worries them.
So the Let's Connect IRL campaign is launching during Child Protection Week. Could you please explain how this campaign aims to help kids feel more supported in such a digitally fast-paced world?
Absolutely. So it's incorporating that digital world with the real-time face-to-face interactions, and the kids are telling us that they really enjoy those interactions. So some of the messages are make use of those incidental moments when driving home from school, asking the kids with open questions, what was your favorite part of today, what wasn't so good about today, trying not to use closed questions, so using questions that the kids can answer. But also, really getting involved in their digital world. We can't ignore the fact that kids, live in that digital environment as well. So parents can play games with their kids. They can actually join in that digital gaming environment. They can get online and do searches with their kids, look at TikTok videos, use it as a conversation point. We can use those videos as a chance to discuss what they've seen, how they felt about it, and parents can put a close adults can help them process what they're seeing online. So it's just finding that balance between having good quality face-to-face time, but also acknowledging that we can also be part of their digital world as well.
And for parents who want to build strong real-life connection with their children, what advice would you give them?
Find something that the kids love doing, that you both love doing together. It could be, throwing a footy around. It could be listening to music. It's finding those incidental moments and those things that the kids like doing and enjoy doing with parents. It doesn't have to be for hours, or it can be just 10 minutes of quality time. It can make a real difference and gives the kids a chance to engage with their close adults and parents.
If Australians want to learn more about the campaign or access resources, where can they go?
We'd certainly encourage people to go to our website at acforkids.com.au. There's some great resources there and tools for kids and parents to use, and links to some really important sites that give advice on how to do that face-to-face interaction and how to be safe online as well.
That was Thomas McIntyre from Act for Kids speaking with The Wire's Yan Wang.